Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, usually we begin the show either with our signature tune or a piece of music. The reason why we have a bit of a cold start today is, well, some of you are listening to the show on December the 31st, which of course is New Year's Eve. Others of you are listening to this on the 1st of January, 2nd of January, 3rd of January. So if you are listening to it for the first shows for 2016, which could be the show of the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, consider this a hangover show. That's the only reason why. So I thought that I would scare you if you have a hangover and go, I'm going to hangover, I'm going to make your head going pounder, pounder, pounder. Yes, you see, I'm still sort of in a bit of a celebratory, mood at the moment. But, well, yes. Anyway, welcome to the program, and now it's time to really begin.
Why my time flies one step and we're on the moon, next step into the stars. Why my time flies, maybe we could be there soon.
Rather, my time flies, or my time flies. Enya, beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. And we had a bit of a cold start. Well, I don't want to say cold start. That gives sort of maybe the wrong impression. I'd rather say something like, my warm, enriched voice gave you a nice, hot, warm feeling at the beginning of today's program. Yes. If it does sound like I'm in the holiday spirit, well, there is a reason for that, because actually, I still really haven't recovered from Christmas, which was last week, and the Christmas show, you see, was recorded kind of a little bit ahead of time, whereas this one was actually recorded New Year's Eve. Now, in the past, in the past, we have done a New Year's program where we brought to you the sounds of the fireworks from the Taipei 101 building. Well, we haven't been able to do that this year, only for the reason that, I'll put it this way, because we've done it before, right? So we're not going to do that this year. We're going to do something totally, totally different. And we have a concert that we're going to have on today's program that was recorded Tuesday at the National Theater. Well, it's part of a concert that was recorded Tuesday at the National Theater here in Taipei. We also, of course, have another holiday song, some uplifting ones, and everything. So let's get down to that right away. Now, how many of you remember the movie Holiday Inn? Yes, Holiday Inn, a very famous movie that starred Bing Crosby that was produced many, many years ago. Well, one of the songs from that soundtrack is called Let's Start the New Year Right. Here's Bing Crosby.
One minute to midnight, one minute to go, one minute to say goodbye before we say hello. Let's start the new year right, 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light, let's begin. Kissing the old year out, kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year right? Watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year right?
Bing Crosby, Let's Start the New Year's Right, from the soundtrack to the film Holiday Inn. When I was trying to get some ideas for music to play on today's program, I checked out a very interesting website. It's called newyear.com, newyear.com. And I suspect it's actually a pretty new website. In fact, it is. They only started it sometime last year. It's funny to say last year already. And I don't mean 2014, 2015, last year. And it has everything to do with the new year. So there's New Year's songs. And they have New Year's songs from various parts of the world. And I was trying to check out, for example, various New Year's songs from different countries. Anyway, I came across ones that, for example, are in the Chinese language, because Chinese New Year is coming up in February. And I was kind of hoping that maybe perhaps they would have put the songs put in the Chinese script, in traditional writing, and then the translation. Of course, because not everybody can read Chinese. But they only put it in English, and I kind of suspect that perhaps the English is incorrect, because I haven't been able to figure out what songs they are. And I know a lot of them, if I hear the melody, but they didn't even attach the sound from melody, so I couldn't figure it out. And some of the translations are a little bit odd, but, you know, so I don't know how they... how they actually put this together. But there are some interesting ones. There's, like I said, Chinese New Year songs, New Year song for kids, Greek New Year songs, Hindi, Jewish, party songs, Scottish, German, Dutch, and various other languages. And then in the main menu, they have quotes, messages, wishes, and all kinds of wallpapers. And I don't mean the kind of wallpapers you put up on your home wall, but the kind of thing that you put on your desktop computer. I remember one time, speaking of wallpapers and putting them up on a desktop computer or laptop computer, I met somebody that was completely... It's a word that begins with S. Well, the word is stupid. I don't want to say stupid. Completely moronic, I think, is a better word. And I don't know how it came about, but I thought they were actually being funny and making a joke about it. And I said, oh, you know, I tried wallpapering my computer and it ruined the whole thing. And I said, sorry? They said, yes, I actually put wallpaper on my computer because I didn't like the black part of the screen. Get it? Anyway, they actually did that. They didn't realize that wallpaper is not actual wallpaper, you know. Yes, well, that little anecdote, of course, didn't go very far, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, we're going to continue now with another song that is very popular, of course, at around this time of year, Kool and the Gang and Celebration.
It's up It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right,
baby.
We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right.
Cool and the Gang and Celebration here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Well, now time to present an excerpt from a concert that was held this past Tuesday evening at the National Theater here in Taipei. It's the Taipei Symphony Orchestra playing George van der Kandel's Royal Fireworks.
Thank you.
The Royal Fireworks was there performed by the Taipei Symphony Orchestra, recorded Tuesday at the National Theatre. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now we're going to do a little bit of traveling to fabulous places. Here's Tom Meyer.
There are so many fabulous faraway places to see, such as Mexico, Sweden, Hawaii, Japan, and Capri. There are so many fabulous faraway places, mountains and jungles and desert oases. Sit down in your chair, folks, and I'll take you there, folks. Just follow me. For there are so many fabulous faraway places to see. Why should Spain and Tahiti and Rio just be only names to you and me? I feel certain there's people you'd be glad to know there. So switch on your radio set and we'll go there. Go to those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Bangkok and Hong Kong and Paris and Venice, Tokyo, Cairo, Lisbon and London. Fabulous faraway places you're longing to see. Even if you just want to spend one single day there, it's possible in your own home, simply stay there. I'll show you those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Siam, Siena, Vienna, Verona, Java, Jamaica, Bombay, Barcelona. Show you those fabulous places you're longing to see.
Tom Meyer and Fabulous Places here on the program. Well, now I want to bring you something actually a little bit funny, and it is a good laugh. Many, many, many years ago, when I was working at Radio Canada International and the CBC, there was an in-house tape service, and it was tapes of bloopers and other mistakes that were circulating amongst CBC staff across the country. There was one interview that was done by the late Barbara Frum, who was at one time the host of a show called As It Happens, and then later on The Journal on CBC television, that became very infamous and was circulated amongst everybody inside the CBC, including RCI, from Vancouver all the way to Newfoundland. It was an interview that she conducted when she was the host of As It Happens in the 1970s, interviewing a farmer about a cabbage. Now, you're saying to yourself, a cabbage? What is so unusual about that? Well, it just happened to be the largest cabbage in the world. Now, that, of course, sounds strange by itself. But what made the interview even more strange is that this farmer was a little bit hard of hearing. And if you take into consideration what it was like making international phone calls in the 1970s, and what the quality was like, add that to his hard of hearing, and you might get something like this.
How big is big in a cabbage?
It is 5 foot across the top, you know. And it is
5 foot?
Huh? 5 foot from across from one leaf to the other, you know. Across the top, 5 feet wide.
So if you measure around the circumference?
No, straight across.
You mean if you cut it in half, it'd be 5 feet across?
Pardon?
If you cut it in half?
Right.
Would it be 5 foot across?
Pardon?
Hello?
Hello?
If you stand up next to your cabbage, where does she come to on you?
I was going up to my breast.
No kidding. You could roll that down a hill and kill somebody. You could roll that cabbage down a hill and it would kill somebody.
When?
Have you cut it yet?
I dismantled it, anyway. Leaves off it, you know. But there are plenty more of the same thing.
How did you dismantle it?
Pardon?
Mr. McLaughlin?
Hello?
How did you dismantle it?
We pulled the leaves off it and cut it down in parts. There's a big heart in the center, you see. And the heart was about 30 pound weight or 40 pound weight, you know.
Mr. McLaughlin, what do you feed your cabbage?
Pardon?
What did you feed your cabbage?
I don't hear you, please. What did you say there?
Mr. McLaughlin, I haven't got the strength for you today. I'm sorry. Why don't we call you on Monday?
I'm even working Monday.
You're working Monday.
You ought to come over to see it.
What did you feed the goddamn cabbage? You didn't hear that either, I suppose. What did you feed the goddamn cabbage?
I sent you a picture of it.
I don't want a picture of it.
Yeah.
I just want to know what you fed it.
Huh? Pardon?
I want to know what you fed it.
Hey, I fed it?
Yes.
I tried to talk to it.
Say it again.
I talked to it in Gaelic.
I know you talked to it in Gaelic, but you must have fertilized it or something.
No. I just talked to it every day.
I hope the cabbage's hearing is better than yours.
Pardon?
I hope the cabbage's hearing is better than yours.
Do you want to send me a picture of it?
Why not? Sure.
All right, then.
Mr. McLaughlin?
Hello?
Bye.
Oh, Mary Poppins is her name. Oh, Mary Poppins is her name. She flies through the air with her umbrella. If you get a chance to go, you ought to try to see the show. You'll hear this song. It's one you're sure to know. Whoa, spoonful of sugar, down some medicine, go down. The medicine, go down. Medicine goes down. Just a spoonful of sugar, have some medicine.
Spoonful of sugar, have some medicine, go down.
Well, of course, that was Ray Conniff with A Spoonful of Sugar. Before that, we heard Barbara from the 1970s when she interviewed a farmer, Mr. McLaughlin, about his giant cabbage. There was only one problem. Well, first, he was hard of hearing. I should say two problems. First, he was hard of hearing. And second of all, 1970s international phone lines. Yes. And that tape, by the way, had been circulating the CBC for years. And when I started at the CBC, and then later on Radio Canada International, it was there on my desk. And somebody said, you have to hear this. And it was sort of like anybody who just started there would have to hear the same thing. And even today, that recording is still circulating within the CBC as being one of Barbara Frum's most memorable interviews. I mean, she of course did many, many memorable interviews, but this is one that that people still do talk about today. Now, as I said, we've been playing some New Year's music on the program, and I was trying to think of songs, and I decided, well, I'm a fair bit too lazy for that, so I'll go to this website. I mean, there's some, of course, obvious ones that you can automatically think of. And there's one song, of course, that we have played on the show in the past on either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, or the show that follows New Year's Day, and it's the song by ABBA, Happy New Year's. The song, of course, is on that list. But if you really pay attention to the lyric, you realize that it's not exactly the most cheerful of New Year's songs. It was described by one user of this website as being depressingly Scandinavian, whatever that means. Depressingly Scandinavian. But nevertheless, I still think it's a nice song. Here's ABBA. Happy New Year's.
Yeah.
ABBA and Happy New Year. Anyway, I'm not going to say any more Happy New Year's. Well, maybe one more. Maybe one more. And it comes up with this question that I have on today's program, and I'd like to find out what you think. When do you stop saying Happy New Year? When do you stop saying Happy New Year? How many days after New Year do you stop saying Happy New Year? I've heard some people say it in March and February, especially if you haven't seen them before the end of the year. Another question that I have for you, and I want to find out what you think, is how long do you stop saying Merry Christmas, and when do you stop sending out Christmas cards? And it's, I'll tell you why. With the Postal Service, sometimes the way it is in some places, you sometimes get Christmas cards after New Year's, and then you realize that you hadn't sent one to the person either. Or you had forgot to actually send it to the person, but they sent it before Christmas, like the 23rd of December or something like that. And you get it after the beginning of the new year. And then you don't send one. What do you do with that? Okay. Anyway, those are the questions. You know the email address, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. So, I'm going to leave you today. We're going to end with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. And for many years, he would perform the New Year's concert in New York City that was also broadcast throughout the United States. One of the songs that was a staple of Guy Lombardo and his group was Auld Lang Syne, the Scottish traditional song, which, by the way, is also performed in many parts of Asia, in Hong Kong, in China, in Taiwan, Singapore, Japan. They also perform this song as well in, of course, various languages. The one that we're going to listen to today is the second time that he recorded it, because he recorded it originally in the 1930s and then did a newer version in 1947, which is the one that most people are familiar with. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron saying Happy New Year. Until next time, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. Oh.